Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, God Devil, back to the moon. Grown up, just ran up the time. Hey, you know what it is. Hey, God Devil, how I'm trying to get it. Man, let's go. Yeah, bitch, nigga, you know I feel. You know that, that 44, yeah, that throwback steel. Or that, that number 7 with that speed that kills. And I talk to the reverend, if you see that feels. I'm a ruthless nigga, and soon he sat still. Come on, militia niggas, waiting to get ill. Feel, y'all niggas weak, y'all should let me in. Y'all should find out real fast how the story begins. Oh, tell me, skip the bullshit and get to the end. Rain, you, man, you get a full clip like next to your friend. Nigga, I'm far from kidding, fuck y'all, good man. Take his ass with the extension, knock his ass out of contention. Yeah, he out of order, out of whack, out of position. I do this shit for free, I ain't working no commission. First, I ain't paying no attention to these hoe ass niggas. Niggas, hear a voice and then they go destroy shit. They teach us my domain, and it's like the bitch.
Just
it's
like
all
it.
Simple, cause it's all about the brain.
It's simple like the man said, H-I-double. Double is the key. Don't forget about the YG. Simple. Supreme. I got. Don't forget about Richard. There's plenty others too, but you know what I'm saying? They not. I don't know how can I say that. They not what they need to be. Let's get back to the money, quit the bullshit, and fuck it. I got a new boom. New first week blunt. So get what you want. AR to the front. Go YG. Taping the trunk. Stay wild, leave you out back in the dump. Come on, want some other shit. Over stuff in the blunt. Man, stay shy, double. No lies, no front. I never. From the back, they take it straight to the front. These niggas watch it, bitch. We on that hit alert shit.
Yeah.
My nigga, I rock. He, I ain't girl. 30 seconds, he gonna fight.
Girl,
tell him some of that slick shit that's out of this world.
Come on.
Just me and my right hand getting blown off his conscience. Man, I show up for the rest like 24 up on my chest.
You did.
Put more to the rest of y'all. Leave your stiff like a vegetable. Pick a fuck the rest. I told you, I'm the best. And I put it on my shoulders. Cheat.
Man, it's very simple. I've been trying to tell these niggas things to you. And I feel like I should talk to y'all because I feel very so underdeveloped about that HIV shit. So if I don't say it, who's gonna tell me? Straight up. First time coming, first time I lay here, all we see is red and that green shit. I'm trying to tell you one thing, man. Look, come up to this spot, whoever holding the shit down, I don't know who it might be, but if you hear this, just know we coming for your head. H.I.W. Fuck.
Hey, it's your boy Young Vito. You listening to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. Y'all know what it is.
Hey, welcome to another one episode of Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. I'm your host, Supreme.
And your co-host, Jay Payton. What's happening, man?
Hey, ain't nothing much, man. Before we get started, man, let me just give a special shout-out to Tyler Marquisha Forte, man, you know. Very loved one with us and everything like that, you know. We lost her over the weekend and all that, you know. Never be, you always be missed, never be forgotten, you feel me?
Sad thing, man. My condolences to her family, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely and everything like that. But we are bringing you the hottest show on the internet and everything like that. Internet world, how y'all doing out there and everything? What's up with you, Jay? You a little live right now, man. I see you out there in your industry thing right now.
Yeah, low-key, man, low-key.
look at you, man. You know, there you go. Well, no, man. We already got a caller, man. Topic of the day, man. We got a good one, man. A lot of people have been asking me about this. My auntie's been calling me up and asking me, man, you should do this topic and everything. So I said, I'm going to do this for y'all, man. Why do men call females bitches? But, you know what I'm saying? This is a two-part question, too, because it's a vice versa thing, you know what I'm saying? Why do females disrespect men, too, and why do they just put up with all the disrespectfulness and all that, you feel me? So I want to hear y'all opinions on that. Y'all hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host, or you can hit us up at Facebook, Steady Grinder, James Payton, or you can hit us up on the Grind Network page and everything like that. What's up with you, man? The show this week, man. You got the improv show this week. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, man. For all y'all that don't know, we have an improv show. I'm actually part of this improv show called The Imp. And if you're wondering what an imp is whatever the hell you want it to be. An imp is an imp. You an imp, I'm an imp, we all an imp.
I am. You put the imp in pimp, huh? That's what y'all doing.
Exactly. But that day, that show was on December, January 27th at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? You just come there, get your laugh on. We got tickets or whatever. I'm selling the tickets for $5 a piece. And actually, I'm thinking about just letting one go. But I'm trying to figure out on how to do that. So, maybe during the show we can come up with something on how to let one of the tickets go.
Yeah,
free.
We gonna come up with something, man. We gonna come up with something for the tickets. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all want to go to the improv show? You already know to hit us. Information is gonna be on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Either Muzz or James's page and everything like that. So it's gonna be a great show and everything. We gotta think of something to come up with them tickets. What you got in mind?
I was thinking about something like some trivia stuff or something like that, or maybe somebody, whoever can. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
How about we do this? Because I do stand up comedy, and one of the biggest questions that I always get, they always say, "Hey, tell me a joke, man." How about if you want a free ticket, how about you call in with your funniest joke, and if you can make us laugh, you can have that motherfucker.
Okay, that's what we're gonna do. The first person that could call up and make us laugh in one of their jokes, we're going to give them a free ticket to James Payton's comedy show. So y'all call in 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host. Oh, we already got some callers online, but we're going to take one quick break, and we're going to get back with y'all. So y'all stick around right here on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
Wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, I'm home, got room, got calls on my phone, feeling like $1 million, so fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing, sun and shades on, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that, straight to the top, elevator, cause a nigga moves up, elevator, money's all I think about, niggas know what I be on, riding is my occupation, never no vacation on, like a pot of neck bones, all night to the early moan, man I'm out to get this money, I don't care what you be on, every day I'm in the zone, ride around my town alone, ratchets blowing up my phone, cause they wanna get it on, I ain't tripping off them racks, only trying to get some racks, whatever you need nigga, I got it or I'll bring it back, really sneaky in the streets, everybody mess with me, my plug with these tickets, I never run out of electricity, if whoever got it out, it shit me up, I'll be there instantly, I'll be wired up in no time, like damn what you gave to me, nothing but the best indeed, satisfaction guaranteed, plus I got the cheapest feeder, ain't no way that I won't eat, fly snake on the scene, plus my pocket full of green, the only thing I chase is cream, this life I'm living ain't a dream,
wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, I'm home, little hood rats calls in my phone, feeling like $1 million, so fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing, sun and shade on, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that, yeah, straight to the top, elevator, cause a nigga moving up, wake up in the morning, feeling like $1 million, money on my mind, nothing less than $1 million, baby, ain't about her bread, home girl, don't even bother, even if you had the face to match that butt, I wouldn't holler, game so sick, somebody better call a doctor, patiently waiting, trying to kick it, no soccer, I'm all about this paper, I swear that I'm a copper, think of they imitators, other words, imposters, to the top elevator, head spinning like a chopper, you posted in the center at the game, use a blocker, me, I'm hella proper, swag, turn, don't holler, don't associate with wanksters, my niggas and shopters, we sipping on yak, I see y'all still mixing vodka, this boy so frank, ain't talking about Sinatra, live, vote, locker, promise that they don't want it, you can stay awake, I'ma go to sleep on it. Yeah, and then I wake up in the AM, turn my swag on, I'm home, little hood rats calling my phone, feeling like $1 million, so fresh, so clean, and it's good, and I'm doing my thing, sun and shade on, hat to the back, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I do it like that, going straight to the top, elevator, cause the nigga moving up, elevator, feeling like a boss in the hood, so I wake up early, hit the perfect gold, I ain't talking to Laker jersey, won't hesitate, 11 spray, I don't pick a fight, me and my boys stay with them toys, no Fisher Price, with an accurate aim with you, and your homie chalk them shells to make you do flips, no Tony
Tony Hawk. I'm with the Glock on the curb. I'm a Jerry Curl Compton nigga. Catch me on the block like Herb. I'm a cold nigga. I fuck your wife in your bed. I hang your life on some threads. I put a price on your head, homie. It's treacherous. Big feet of the young psycho back. And I'm moonwalking on buses like I was Michael Jack. A cold hustler. Gotta keep a handy Glock. Keep what you need. Every flavor at the candy shop. I murder cats. I don't just murder rap. And I don't fuck with 5-0. So fuck Curtis Jack.
Wake up in the AM. Turn my swag on. Now I'm home. Little hood rats calling my phone. Feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good. And I'm doing my thing. Sun and shade zone. Hat to the back. I'm fresh. I'm fly. I do it like that. Going straight to the top. Hella bacon. Cause a nigga moving up. Elevator. Wake up in the AM. Turn my swag on. Now I'm home. Little hood rats calling my phone. Feeling like $1 million. So fresh, so clean, and it's good. And I'm doing my thing. Sun and shade zone. Hat to the back. I'm fresh. I'm fly. I do it like that. Going straight to the top.
To the top.
Hella paper. Cause the nigga moving up. Elevator.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy Herc. Video featuring Herc with Swag. I see you out there, Vito. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some of these callers, man. We're going to get into the first caller. I think this is Reese out here on the boards. Reese, you on Grind Network. What's up with you?
No homo.
No homo, man. You on
what's
the board,
up?
No homo, man.
See, I made both y'all laugh, right? So, that, you know, no, I'm playing. What's
oh.
up? How y'all doing?
We want to hear knock knock joke. No, no, no jokes. We don't want to hear knock. No jokes. No, who's there? Yeah, I'm what we gonna go with. Oh man, I thought we was gonna get into a joke and everything, man. You got me all my hopes up and everything
like
that.
Look, wait. I got knock knock jokes, okay? But if my auntie listening, which I think she is listening, that knock knock joke is voided right now. Hi, auntie.
Oh, we gonna void it. We void it, man. We are here, you know what I'm saying? Topic of the day, though, man. We're talking about why do men call females bitches, you know what I'm saying? So we want to hear your opinion on that. Yeah, what's your thought on that?
My thought is why a man would call a female a bitch is because he wasn't raised by his mother. He don't know who his mother is, or his mother just didn't install that home training. Like you said, what? Ah, nigga, say it again. You know?
Nah, I mean, I was raised by my mom, but sometimes I've been young
to
let my
words. You call a female a bitch. You will never call a female a bitch unless she calls you a bitch first, and you be trying to control yourself, and you be like, "Hey, cousin, you know what? She just called me, right?" So you be catching yourself. So the once I got that home training and know what it is like to be called one, will not call a female a bitch. But
so
the ones
it's okay
that
do it in defense. So I was in the right though, huh?
But yeah, you was. But I mean, I'm pretty sure you didn't call her a bitch right after she called you a bitch. It took her a couple more bitches for you to get up to that first one that she did.
You can't be just going around saying too many bitches. Like one is enough right there. You know what I'm saying? It gets
yeah,
and all that.
It'll get you mad, but it'll get you to walk away to try to leave it alone because you don't know what's going on. You're just gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna let you calm down. You go ahead. I'll be that bitch right now and walk away. But when she call you a bitch again, you be like, hold the fuck up. Now you don't call me one too many bitches. Okay, what? You want me to tell them your number so I can put you on? There's like three other people here that want to be put on too.
We gonna get to everybody. You gotta wait your turn in line, man. We gonna get to everybody.
Try 1064.
1064. We gonna look for 1064 right now. But on the other note of that question too, like, does it take like a female, if a female's gonna keep being in that?
Myself, I can't speak for the other females, but me myself, I only know when to call a nigga a bitch, when I know it's about to get him, and I'm about to get him, and I want him to try to get me, because that'll be my way to get him. Now, that's the only reason why I'm going to call him a bitch, because he's going to be like, hold up, bitch, I got your bitch, and I'm just going to stall on him. You know me, though.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, thank you, have a nice day, please continue on with your way, and I'm going to say something to get you mad, because when I get you mad, I'm going to provoke you, and you're going to do something to me. It's all one of them games, you know how it goes.
Oh, I definitely feel that, man. I guess it's the way people do things and all that. Reese, stick around for a bit, we're going to get into another caller right quick. We're going to call it 1064, you are on the grind.
That's it, get it. He's about to get on the phone. Go ahead.
All right, check this out. I call a bitch a bitch.
Hey, wait, who is this? Where you calling from? Who is this? Where you calling from?
My name's JP. I'm calling from.
Where you at?
Oh, from Palmdale. Yeah,
okay. What's up with you, JP?
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right, hey, man. But why do you think that, though, man? Why do men
between women and bitches, though? You feel me? It's a big different category. You feel me?
that consists of the two. You
feel yeah.
me? A nigga, a female can only object to herself to be a
Caucasian. Hey, JP, hey, JP. Hey, hold up, hold up. Hey, JP, you need to get a little closer to the mic. You need to get closer to the mic.
Just as well as a female. Like it's the honor to be home. You feel me? That lets them accept you. You feel me?
Hey, JP, I'm going to keep it real, bro. We didn't hear nothing you said because you're a little far away from you right now.
Can
you hear me? Yeah, yeah. Say
yeah,
that.
My fault. The mic was off.
Yeah. You got to talk directly into the mic. Can you hear me now?
You said what?
I said you got to talk directly into your phone because you're going in and out.
Oh, okay. I said it's two categories that consist of the two. You feel me? A female can only be accepted to be called the bitch. A nigga gonna say whatever he speak on when he's mad at the moment. You feel me? A nigga ain't got no control of what. I mean, so you know, some of these niggas are so high headed they speak whatever fuck comes to their mind, and they
okay.
and they talk yeah. is faster than they what they really you feel me got in heart. You feel me? So, say a nigga wrong for calling a female bitch. It's as you know.
Yeah.
We gotta remember the true meaning though. Remember, you know, this is, I mean, basically all it is a female dog, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, look at how many females you got running around trying to say, oh, yeah, I'm a bitch, I'm the baddest bitch, oh, I'm a bitch, I'm a big bitch, I'm a woman.
Yeah, no, but it, like, it's always been a double standards with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they would more feel comfortable, like, I guess a female calling them bitch, but I guess if they say it, like, in the way that they, like, a worm and a deer man, it's like the word, it's like nigga. Nigga came from disrespecting black folks. When you want to disrespect black folks, you call them a nigga. But nowadays, we took it and flipped it like, you my nigga, yes, I'm a nigga. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We do it like that.
Hey.
I guess like females, they trying to flip it on that tip too.
Well, you would have to put a word before that bitch, though, like a bad bitch or a sexy bitch, because if you just say straight bitch, then you just a bitch.
Just a bitch.
Yeah.
Just a bitch.
Real shit, though. You feel me? Real shit, though.
You can't be just a bitch. You got to be something with that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
be
a
bitch.
I'm with it. You got to be
yeah. Yeah. If you just
you got to be a stupid bitch. You got to be something. No,
hey.
Yeah.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I tested it out one time, man. I went somewhere, was like, damn, you a bad bitch, and she never got mad. But when
exactly,
I tried to say,
exactly.
Hey, you a bitch, you know, they get mad and want to fight. So I guess you just got to have, like, at least one right word before that bitch word, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it got to be a double adjective right there. That's a super double adjective.
You already know.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that, JP. Hold on right a minute. We got a couple more callers on the line. We're going to take one quick break. You're going to stick around for a little bit?
Yup, you already know.
All right, man. We're about to get into some more hot independent music right here on Grind Network. The people that's on the line, stick around. I'll be with you in 3 minutes. And we'll be right back right here on Grind Network and bang out.
Gracias, if you don't speak English.
To our SA companions and all that. Shout out to y'all.
Get money on the set, BBS is on my my neck, PF flies on my feet, black and pile of fucking cheeks, so it's tattoos on me, content ABC, bitch, I'm ready G, fly like little Rooster, fresh is why they choose me, I'm just a lab, I got you, I make this in Uchi, let you bitch love Gucci, Uchi, wada, bang, bang, the shots, bitch, I do my thing, fresh fly on everything, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, no nigga, it's me, and my flag off the chain, nonsense, no rain, yeah, she on the dick, I'm a fucker, just send her on the way like a dumpling, funeral clothes on my titties, motherfucker, bitch, I go home.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy Vito. You know what I'm saying? Visible haters over there messing with us right now. Little impromptu stomp took me off guard a little bit. But right now, our conversation right now, we're talking about topic of the day, question of the day. We're talking about why do men call females bitches, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Why is the, is it acceptable for relationships, people in relationships to disrespect each other? Man, I know everybody been around a relationship or... Or maybe you've been in one, you know what I'm saying? Been around a couple that just like, damn, y'all just go hard in the paint on each other. Like, y'all had no commitment towards each other and whatnot. You want to get a join in the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot. And we also doing a contest right now, man. A little contest, man. We trying to see who got jokes out there, you feel me?
Who can make us laugh?
We trying to get a little comedy up here, you know what I'm saying? So who can make us laugh, man? If you can make me and Jay Payton laugh, we giving you a free ticket to his comedy show, the improv show, going down January 27th.
They gotta make both of us laugh, though.
Yeah, gotta make both of us laugh, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to get into. Right now, let's get into my our third host. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? My boy, my brother, man, MKD, man. What's up with you, bro?
What's good with y'all niggas? Just thinking about jokes and shit. With me and my homies back in high school, talking about niggas and shit.
Oh, man, you trying to get a ticket, man. You already know we go. You in the show, man. VIP, you in the player section, man.
Even if I get a ticket, I ain't going to be able to use it. So, you know, I'm going to make y'all laugh anyway because y'all my niggas.
Yeah, man.
Motherfuckers, I can't go, but you already know. If you were already in there, though.
Oh, I know. Oh, man, for sure. And I would have been partying up with two of my niggas, like, all day, every day. Getting drunk and high. But don't tell my grandma and my mama that, though, that I smoke. All my papa.
Yeah, we're going to keep that on low. We ain't going to tell grandma.
We're going to keep that on low. Because they think I'm a little good boy.
Hey, man, you got to be Scott at the time, bro.
Yeah, they don't know it'll be going down on the low.
I definitely hear that, man. So what you think about that topic, though, man? Why do men call females bitches, man?
Oh, because they get used to the disrespect. Hey, man, I'm out here in D.C. They straight disrespect a girl just to get a girl.
Wow.
That's a phrase, though, right there.
So what goes down in D.C. when they hollering at females?
My cousin, he's straight from D.C., raised in D.C., well, Maryland, VA, all that, D.C. area, tri-area. We went to the mall one day, and me and him tagged Tina's girl. You know, sitting in Matt Israel on her, right? Brought her back to the house the same day. And, you know, I'm the respectful one. You know, I'm rubbing her down and shit. You know, then my cousin, you know, we take her in the room, and he, like, spread your legs, bitch. Give me this head, bitch. You know, we get outside the house, and she walking. He like, you moving too fast, bitch. And she never respond. We just met her, and you know, she never said, oh, how rude or nothing. She just accepted it.
I guess she was, I guess she thought she was moving too fast herself, you know what I'm saying? She didn't get a little stuff, man. That's crazy, man. So you think it's more females, like, they get put up with the disrespect and all that?
I don't know. But yeah, they used to it. And they think it's a turn on somebody come on like that. They used to hearing it on everybody. So if you come at them a certain way, oh, you look good, bitch. Look good with you. You know, they used to hearing that.
He called me a bitch. I must be bad.
That's crazy, man. All right, let's get to another caller right quick. MK, you gonna stick around for a minute?
All day, every day.
All right, caller 8364. You're on the ground.
Hey, Hello?
Yeah, we're talking to Josh.
Yeah, I'm out here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, what's happening? This J-Pick. But check this out. I wasn't finished saying what I was saying, though, okay? You feel me? I'm trying to say a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend always and forever because, you feel me? They got a...
You hit me with the number. God damn, I didn't even know that was you, bro.
You said what?
I said you hit me from another number. I wasn't even expecting that.
So you breaking up, bro. You breaking
right,
up.
Right now, we have a little technical difficulties right now. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come right back to y'all. But topic of the day, we're talking about females. No, we're talking about why men call females bitches. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to join in on the conversation, y'all can hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 and talk to the host. I want to hear you guys' opinions on that, and you know what I'm saying? We want to hear what you guys got to say on the whole matter and everything like that. Also, we got the... Make Supreme and Jay Payton laugh. You know what I'm saying? We're giving out one free ticket to Jay Payton's comedy show over there on January 27th at the Cedar Center. So if y'all want to be want a chance to get up in there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can also hit us up and everything and bring your best material and all that. If you a comedian, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or you think you funny? You know what I'm saying? If you think you funny, call in. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can just do it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all
just do it.
So y'all stick around. Y'all find out at makeoutradio.com.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
Hey, Quagmire. Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Whoa. Slow down there, partner. All sales are final.
Yeah, but you were Agamemnon with me during the sale.
What?
I just saw that word somewhere. I wanted to use it.
Look, Peter, why don't you just go home before you get hurt?
Well, I'm clearly not the only one who was dissatisfied with his purchase. Whoever bought that baby from you obviously didn't want it.
A baby? I didn't sell a baby.
Look, there's a note.
Glenn, this is your child. Next time, wear a condom, jerk. Oh, my God!
Well, now hang on, Quagmire. There's no guarantee it's your baby.
Oh, I say that.
Oh shit. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. Yeah. We got another one.
Hey Riz, I'm gonna need you to put some fuck on
putting out these spots.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'ma tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty big.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
Come
all.
On.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a sample, but now we're going to get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, and y'all know what this song's about, if you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Daggerton.
To help you represent, you try to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be a chick at all in old booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it faster. Get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how the booty ride. Smooth skin. Gotta glide. I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and there's a proof. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kinda cute. Smelling good. Need to take a last chick. Had a lot of butt, but had a butter. Be careful when you see your booty. Even though it's riding around, he's ugly with no titties.
What happened?
When she turns around, I ain't here to clown. I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty
Come
song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show
Let's
it all.
See it.
Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Tell me why you acting scared. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what
you're.
H.I.W. Back to the moon.
I'm
AIDS patient, causing physical harm. Entire arsenal, plastic strapped to my fucking arm. And when it's time to explode, I let loose on fucking sight. All you see is carefully just scratching, breathing, chemicals ignite. And I'm sick, dog, like watching bestiality. Grab the goat, insert the dick slowly, but yet gradually. I know it's sick, but you can't keep your eyes off the dude. You're feeling bad for the goat, but I feel bad for you. Because you're standing there stupid, watching this fucking slaughter. This verbal massacre, fat bats grabbing your fucking daughters. And then I laugh at my competition, thinking they can reach this level I'm on. But tell me, what do you fucking think? In the windows and out of your headphone frequency. And with this power, I take it, use it to my advantage. Like the smell of menstrual blood, niggas just can't stand it. Now ask yourself a question, come on now, let's be serious. I'm like electro shock therapy, driving niggas delirious. And I'ma change my name from Richard Stinks, H-I-double. To what he just say, that broadcast gon' get his ass in trouble.
I flip a knife in the air, get sliced with the fucking sickle before the knife lands on tiptoe, blow shot to decapitated tissue. Now that you got your issue, and fitted caps no longer fit you. Tie you up to the caddy, drive off, cut the rope just to ditch you. I'm a, yeah, you know that I'm brave. Let the Binks talk with the pistol, NYG with the J's. Big Grim, 40 cal, little Grim, switchblade, nemesis, Gilly Suited, call it shades if I grade. I'm a lone soul mercenary, battle black militant, I'm killing it. Flat jacket over my straight jackets. I rape niggas but hate faggots, your face trash. I'm a goon, run the younger platoon. These niggas in tune used to ask questions to get a confession. Now I just shoot them. I was 14 when I first held the beam. Only getting worse if you scared to go to church. Cause I'm in these streets every day, but stay prepared for the worst. And I don't need no allies when I'm doing this shit. Wilson suppressor out the dresser. Yeah, I move in silence, and I grew up with no guidance. Take my anger out through violence. And since that day at school, I acted a fool and scared the shit out my peers. I've been on some other shit. Better know who you fucking with. Not your beef, don't get drug in it. Start with me and get stuck with it. Cause nigga speculation, what got me my reputation. Would think they exaggerating, say I'm adjacent to Jason. But big pistols, I'm popping them. Flashy niggas, I'm robbing them. Only for prospering, I'm on the doxygen. Time block your limbs like an oxygen. Grizzly a nuisance, grimy, fully and ruthless. Keep me away from your kids, cause I'm a bad influence.
I think it's funny niggas act like they don't owe me money. I ain't gon' stand for niggas, what? I'm a dummy, I'm on my own, man. And I'm grown, man. With my fat ass pistol in my right hand, you gon' understand my plan. Eliminate your bitch ass off my land. Won't give you a hand, won't give you a stick. Give you this finger while I'm fucking your bitch. And when I'm done, walk over and slap you with my generation, so you know that we the shit.
The clock ticking, blowing doty as the plot thickens. A pot of chickens on a stove with a pot to piss in. A real nigga in the street, yeah, I'm filled, nigga. Step up, F up, and get filled, nigga. Me and Rock in the cut by the spiller, nigga. Gorilla nigga, I'm some killer shit, gorilla nigga. I'm still the nigga, licking shots, taking shots of liquor. They shot the figure that I'm hot just like a G-Ride. Nigga, I'm three high, and that yellow and black beehive. Yeah, I keep that bee high in the sky just like a dragonfly. I'm on my dragon just spitting fire while it's fire lit. It ain't hard to get hands down, ain't no argument. I got some bitches in the bins, but some hoes hardly spent. And if I just get my dick cut, then it's hard to send. Popping bottles, I know niggas who pop hollow. Pimping it to follow, running holes out the top hole. My name YG, they say that sound familiar. It's short for YGB, most niggas ain't familiar.
I come through with the troops, black boots and the gloves. When the set starts starving, the real ones do they stuff. It's a certain standard that you have when you fly to the streets. Like if a nigga diss the set, you come back with his teeth. But calm down, don't frown, baby, you know what it was. Don't talk straight dick, gaze through my tunnel of love. See that, get back, you free, fly like a dove. Forget me, come back when you fall for the dud. I no longer love, just snatch bitches for grub and sex. Fuck two times and your boy onto the next. Pass the bitch through the set after I dug out her neck. I'm so live, checking bitches in just like a vet.
Niggas told me we was fucking done, homie.
not me, baby. Hard rock, homie. Hard rock, homie. Ain't that double in the building? Quick to pump number two, man. Number two, man. Yeah.
High rock business, you know it don't stop. Who bitch next and my dick go pop? Break bitch pop.
Right?
Don't like
that
it, bitch
right?
Don't like it, then bitch should drop. I ain't been hiding, simple trick. Never. Everybody know my pussy sick. Girl, better my nigga better cut your shit.
Yeah,
ride off that bloody dick. Turn penalties, cause I'm the shit. You the original, and I'm the G. Mixing up her hair while she give me hit. Ride around town, pop it down. That's your chick, no, not right now. She enjoys the life I'm putting down. A beast turns up for repping these streets.
That's
new
right.
World order better grab your heat. Had you sleep, your heart gets from deep. Without a paddle,
yeah.
The street.
Hitman, hitman, we present.
Barcode, get big.
All right, welcome back to Grind. Never gonna bang out radio.com. That's the boys, Hitman Boss Gang. You already know what it is. Shout out to the team and everything. I see y'all out there making major moves for the 2012.
Man, yeah.
Great thing. I almost said 2011. You know what I'm saying? I need to get used to saying 2012. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get back on that. But right now, we're talking about topic of the day, man. We're talking about why men call females bitches. A lot of females and just people in general, you know, so I've been seeing on Facebook people talking about their situation, and people have been talking to me about things of that nature and everything like that. And we want to get y'all opinions on that and everything. So y'all want to talk and we want to make your voice heard on that opinion, you know what I'm saying, on that topic. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host. And we also looking for one of the funny people out there in, you know what I'm saying, internet radio land. Who can make Supreme and Jay Payton laugh? You know what I'm saying? We want to know that. So hit us up, 661-621-751. Like I said, press 1 to talk to the host. And first person to make us laugh, they get a free ticket to Jay Payton's comedy show.
Comedians like to laugh, too. You know what I'm saying? We do all the, you know, we make everybody laugh. But I want to laugh, too, sometimes, shit.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? He just don't want to just, he's just not doing it just for kicks and giggles and all that. You know what I'm saying? So we want to see what y'all got to say, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all hit us up and everything like that. Let's jump into this phone line. Caller 6981. You're on the grind. Caller 6981.
Okay.
What's up with it? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo, they call me John Instrumental.
They call you what?
Instrumental.
Instrumental?
Yes.
Why they call? No, wait, hold on. Why they call you Instrumental?
Because I do all the instrumentals.
Because you do all the instrumentals. Kiko,
yes.
What instrumentals we didn't hear from you and all that?
I do all us instrumentals. If you want me to hop on your beat, I hop on it.
Kick a beatbox right now.
Look, check it out, check it out, check it out. Bim bop bim, boom bop bim.
I think
he's a drum, bro. You got them beats on deck?
Yeah, you know I do that all my free time.
Your free time. Hey. That's what it is.
Hey.
Hey, man,
just what I say, why niggas call female bitches?
What is it?
Women, niggas call female bitches because bitches act like bitches.
Wow. I
swear,
what does that mean? You can stop looking for that answer right now. You didn't answer it. How do they act like that? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they act like bitches because sometimes they don't want to give us no head. Sometimes they don't want to give us no pussy. So, bitch, get on. What you wear my house for?
You might be running for that ticket, bro. Definitely are making you practice jump right here.
Hey, look, I got a joke to make y'all laugh.
What's that, man?
What's the joke?
All right, you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah.
Look, check it out. It's called
It's a Knock Knock
Joke, right?
All right.
All right, now look.
Why did the hen cross the road? Because he seen that chicken head on the other side and he was trying to get some pussy. I'm not going to laugh right there.
Because we're
going to give everybody else a chance right now.
Hold on. Check it out. You listening?
I heard it.
Hey, hello,
come right back to you.
All right,
and a call next caller. Caller 5580. Oh, caller 5580. You're on the grind.
Yeah, that nigga tripping.
BK. To throw it all away. I swear I'd never call you rich again. We came way too far, pretty baby. Throw it all away, baby. That's how I feel about calling females bitches. So, if y'all don't know the voice by now, it's Marley B on this bitch. Call it in.
Yeah, I knew it.
Because they got called a bitch first.
That's probably why they do. First of all, what's up with you, Marley, man?
Hey, let me tell you. I already knew that was Marley because.
What happened?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I already knew that was Marley because my chest started tingling when she was singing. So I already knew that was her. That only happens when Marley sings. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's like the hair on my chest or something on the inside of my.
She put that icy hot on there, huh? Got the shit tingling and everything. Feeling all good inside and everything.
Boy, stop. Ain't no chest tingling. He's stupid.
Yo, Marley. I see you still out there, man. I was like, damn, that's the way you get on the phone, though, right there. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be calling
that's
nobody nothing
thing.
But hear that. You know what I'm saying?
That's my new thing. I just answer the phone singing, like, what's good?
They forgot what they called for and everything.
I'd like to get to know if I could be. That's how I get on the phone.
That's what's up. Y'all don't know by name. Right now, it's Marley B doing a thing right now. You feel me and everything like that. But
Shout out to Grind Network.
Oh man, shout out to you, man. I see you out there still grinding everything like that, man. What's up? When can we get something new from you?
Okay, I will be signing with a certain music group, so I'm not gonna be doing any dropping of anything until the signature is there, and then after the signature, then I'll be dropping some dates. But y'all can expect a mixtape coming and album coming later this year. So,
okay. You know, that's what's
and I want to tell everybody to go vote for me on these, I believe they are the Independent Artists of America Music Awards. I don't want to say it wrong, but I think that's what they are. So, yes, I am McDonald's bathroom where white people are flushing the toilet in the background.
There's a lot of activity over there. They over there dropping deuces.
I have to leave out like, bitch, you me on the phone. You're so flushing the toilet.
Sneaking it up though? Was they up in there just like dropping super bombs on you?
I don't know exactly what she's doing in there.
Oh, she's been in there for a minute? That's how I'm
not concerned.
Yeah.
Right. She was in there before I went in there. I don't know what she's doing. White people do different shit we do in the bathroom, I don't know. So y'all can keep, you know what I'm saying, just keep supporting me and hold me up, you know what I'm saying, since I'm no longer present in the Antelope Valley. Y'all make sure y'all keep an ear out for my music.
They got you and everything like that. What about the old music? Can they still find that at the same place?
Yeah, they can still find it on Reverb Nation.
Old classics.
Yes, Reverb Nation. Touch was nominated for Best Collaboration, so let's see that winning award, because we all know Touch probably is one of the best collaborations of 2011. And it was dropped, what, I believe, August, September, and it just happened to just spread on the airwaves like an epidemic. So,
it was a hot joint, too, man, and everything. I swear, Jay, that was Jay Page's favorite joint, man. Every time he want to get up in here, like you say, get the blood pumping and everything, like, play that Marley. I'm like, we got you, bro, and everything like that, man. But Marley,
I'm going to send it to y'all.
Oh, most definitely, man. But on another note, on the question of going back to why men call females bitches, too, because I want to get a woman's take on this, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Do you think, like other people are saying, because the females get used to it, or they're just like they want to get disrespected? Do you feel that?
Well, coming from from a female perspective, you know, I'm a weird, such a weird female. I'm always on the man's side, so. I'm going to say like this. I feel that if Chris Brown would have called Rihanna a bitch instead of beat her up, he'd be in a better place.
Yeah.
Before all this. But I just personally, I used to get offended at a young age when I was being called a bitch or whatnot, but just because somebody calls me that doesn't determine what I am, so it still sticks and snows may break my bones. Like, I don't care. And anybody that I actually waste my time in a relationship, I'm just playing. Anybody that I actually would date or be with, it's not going to y'all not they're not going to take it there. They're not going to take it there, so that's I can't personally, you know, answer that question, but from other people's perspective, I see a lot of females asking for it. I do. I'm
asking for
it.
What do you mean asking for it? Like, do they provoke that?
I see them, I see them, you know, like, blowing the fire. Like, are you serious? Why are you trying to add extras? If somebody's already upset or mad at you, then don't press the button. And then we do have these dudes that's just crazy off top. Like, this one dude, like, I swear to y'all, I don't even know dude. And I'm, like, walking, going to the store, walking. Yeah, before I got my car, Marley B was walking. And I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, going to the store. And he pull up, like, hey, you need a ride? No, why would I need a ride? You a stranger. But you a grown woman. Come up to a grown woman. I'm like, okay, so go harass some kids. What you talking about?
what would you do if it was a kid?
I'm like, drove off. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Like, what the fuck? After I got off the ground from laughing so hard because his car broke down, like, right, like, a block after he did all that extra shit.
Crazy, man. He get mad at you because you using this shit. Man, what's the way of the world,
man? I'm not finna just get in your car. Like, what you getting mad for? What's wrong? What is wrong with you? What's wrong?
That tells you some people that he got at like that, they accepted that they got in the car, or if they did it, they accepted it for the business and everything.
Dude needs some medication for that bipolar tendency. That's what he needs. Medication, you know, Abilify, Zoloft, something.
We also got my boy MK Dion too, man. MK, you there?
Yeah, I'm just sucking it up, just airing in, just listening. Marley be good. She on deck right now.
Yeah, man. What do you think about that too, man? Like, because I want both parties' opinions, you know what I'm saying? Fella's been calling in, letting us know and everything like that. And Marley let a little insight, too, you know what I'm saying? But she ride with the fellas and all that and everything in the situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, I call them too sometimes. I really, you know, personally, there's a lot of bitches out there that bitches.
Yeah, but do you think it's a respect level with the...
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. I'm kidding. My mom, real talk, I'm not even lying. My mom don't even curse. So me doing all this cussing, I be telling her, like, I'm a comedian, Mom. Like, I use that as an excuse. Like, you know, I'm just a comedian. That's why I say all these bad words. But it's just a level of respect. That's why they don't allow you to curse in the courtroom or in probation office. Not that I've been up in there.
I'm
back.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, Jay, it's a level of respect to people's ears, I think.
Yeah, because that's what I feel on it, too. Like, you got to... You gotta respect a person enough, you know what I'm saying, not to call them out their name, because you know who would disrespect them and all that. Hold on right quick, everybody that's on the line,
hey,
hold on right quick.
Homeboy got Tourette or something. What's wrong with him? The one that made that dumbass knock on joke.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, he's just an SEC nigga. He's an SEC nigga. If y'all know what that means, that special day class nigga.
He don't know no better. They on the home instrumental hand.
His mama had him. His mama was getting the SSI from him.
Instrumental. They need you to come and defend your knock knock joke. I thought it was kind of funny.
First of all, it's not funny when he's talking about why did the hen cross the road, because he wanted some pussy. First of all, because a hen is a female, first off.
Yeah, Yep.
That's what they was gay, so the hen went across the street to get some chicken, some pussy from the chicken, so what's going on? Like,
see, you learn something every day, because I did not know a hen was a female chicken.
I think I know that, I've heard people call their girls hens before.
A man is not a hen, it's a rooster.
It's a rooster. Oh, he said, why did the hen cross the road?
Yeah, y'all didn't hear him.
Man, right from the back, I was eating chicken.
I don't even know
hey,
what it is.
Hey, I gotta go.
All right, Marley.
Hey,
all
right, Marley.
You know,
Marley B
gotta
get
Marley.
Hey,
call back.
Hey, Marley
B, call back
next
week.
Yeah, call back next
week. I'll try
y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
No, love you too.
Bye.
All right.
I love
Bang Out
Radio and Grind Network team. That's my love. Bye.
All right.
Y'all love Melvin too?
Okay.
Hey,
she gone? Is she gone?
Because
that's my baby right there.
Nah, that's my baby. We're
going
to have to fight over her.
Oh, man, yeah. We're going to have to fight to the death for that one because I don't know. I ain't talked to her in a minute, man. That's my boot thing. Right? That's my radio boot thing right there.
I respect that. We about to get into this Royal Rumble over Marley right quick, man. So y'all stick around right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
I got the number.
Yeah. What it do, Jazzy? Bundy, bitch. I see you.
Let me show these niggas how to rap on one
I'm
of your beats.
Dig this. Look, they call me Bundy. I'm all about the money. Don't do consignments, so you ain't got a front.
Think
she fine, that's why she acting funny. Since she heard I hang with Ben Franklin and them Jackson buddies. But that dro got me so high that you can't get shit from it. Listen to me, play the post game, got the position on him. Yo, what up, Jazzy? See you out in Cali shitting on him. No, there ain't no rain clouds. I'm up high, I'm pissing on him. Okay, let's get this in order. I went to Cali rolling, put a blunt in the lighter, pistol in a folder. And I don't need no throwback, but you. I'm a motherfucker, but I prefer your daughter. Boy, so I don't need no water. Got that arcade, though. I'm blowing quarter after quarter after quarter. Shorty say, look, you always looking fly. Is you ballin'? I'm like, no cell phone coverage. I can't call it, darling. But you can't hang with me. Ain't got no room in the closet. A.I.K., that's where I say, hey, welcome to the mosh pit. I'm from the dirty, dirty where niggas ain't got shit. But a hope and a dream and an extended Glock clip. Carbon, no copy. You make it out of Little Rock, then you the hood's rockin'. Think it won't happen, then you ain't heard my shit. Got it all covered, eight ball, corner pocket. Better tell them boys, bye,
I'm from the dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the time you heard, man. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the time you heard, man. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the time you heard, man. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the time you heard, man.
L-E-O-C-K-A-I-K, that's what I say. I throw that shit up in your face. But I got love for the C-A-L-I-F-I-O-I-N-I-A, California A. Y'all need to send some palm trees my way. A-S-A on a P, that's all for me. But we all can eat, no hogging me. But the hogging me, see that's that Arkansas. You see, just trying to take my people places we ain't never seen. Who that wanna rap with me? We ain't on the same seat. Traveling up that bitch like a trampoline. Yeah, he from the dirty, dirty. But goddamn, gotta admit that young Bama clean. And I ain't with that tight shit. Get that boy some baggy jeans. If he don't want that, no double XL, get that boy the magazine. Why these niggas mad at me? Leaving these niggas lying at my feet. That defeat, tasting the agony. And I Bundy say hi to the sinner. Smoking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nope, I don't believe in gravity. These rappers part of the Muppet Show. I see them strings dangling, jangling.
The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty. I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty. That's all the you heard, man.
You wanna rock with me? Go ahead and line 'em up. Chop a bullet, leave niggas spread. No single egg. Ain't no telling what I do to you.
Ain't no telling.
Fuck guns, bring TNT to the studio. Boom. No Kenny G or Charles B is name it though. Sound like a bomb in a room when I hear the beat and rip it up. Instrumental monster, I never seen to get enough. If you ain't heard of me, that just means that your fucking ears are shut. So that's why you ain't hearing nothing. First, second, fifth gear, zoom, I'm here to gear it up. Yep, I spit them ghost tales. I guess that's why they scared of us. I came from an era banging a little rock with starter jackets and Nike high tops. We get a nigga shot. Don't need a shot, we setting up in front. The easy mark, right in front of the liquor store. I know you see them cops, but niggas don't give a fuck trying to get it by any means. Why is that? That's how we talk.
The dirty, dirty, I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty, that's all the rock you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty, I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty, that's all the rock you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty, I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty, that's all the rock you heard, yeah. The dirty, dirty, I'm from the dirty, dirty. The dirty, dirty, that's all the rock you heard.
The rock,
the rock,
the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the rock, the
That's Little Rock, Arkansas, next to the that's where I stay.
Right in your face.
That's where I stay.
Damn, my nigga, hold on.
Tell me, do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there figuring? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
I'm out cruising a blade without bad intentions. I seen this light skinned bitch with some nice ghetto dimensions. I bust a U. You know what I contact from the rear view. At the intersection of Crenshaw and Jefferson Avenue. After a blunt or two, we bounce back to pistolas. I'm thinking easy. This bitch is way too easy. I go from hot to cold on a bra. I'm too tough. Before I thought you was a B, but now you a D plus. You need a role model and some direction. So don't trip off what I said, cause I had an erection.
Girl, you need a role model
and some direction. So don't trip off what I said, cause I had an erection.
See, how much you talking? 20? That's cool. Get your ass in this car before somebody sees you.
Roll your window up.
You got a cigarette? Where your money at?
Bitch, you trying to disrespect?
Just put this magnum on my dick with your lips and don't say another word. Jump in the back seat with her.
Does your head though?
I don't want my future wife to see you. She might eventually be you in a year or two. But no use a stroller. I think you belong here on Figueroa. Girl, use a stroller.
Real time,
real time.
Sex crime,
sex crime.
Bitches,
prostitutes,
nasty hoes,
nasty hoes.
You know,
spin,
you know, living this shit for real.
Living this shit.
Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there figure rolling? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
Bitch, you suck a dick sloppy. You look like Foxy,
Black Jungle Bunny.
Aye, bitch, here's your money. But I can't spend this other dime on you. I'd rather lay this nine on you and slime
and I ain't
on you.
Trying to make love to you or spend time on you or get bushy.
If you was clean, I'd eat your pussy.
The girl looks like she's a stroller. I think we should put her on Figueroa.
For real.
I think we should Western put her on Figueroa.
Sunset Boulevard, Holt Avenue.
I think we should put Vegas her Boulevard. On Figueroa.
Bitches, you know. Long Beach Boulevard, PCH, Century, you know, over there by the LAX airport and shit, right there.
Do you know where you come from?
That's one of them cheap motels.
Do you know where you going?
Get out with one of them hoes, you know what I'm saying?
That's
how we do that
shit. Do you know where you want to be? Is there something that you want to tell me? Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there figure growing? Do you know where you want to be?
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was Jay Pistol with Figueroian, you know what I'm saying? Right now we're talking about why do females call, why do men call females bitches, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jay Payton and everything like that. We also going down with the, who can make Supreme and Jay Payton laugh, you know what I'm saying? Jay Payton's comedy show going down January 27th at the Cedar Center. You know what I'm saying? They're having the whole improv gang there and everything like that. Hey, bro, what can we expect from up there, man?
Expect to laugh.
Yeah.
Basically, just expect to laugh, man. Just have a good time. Basically, you're just going to be coming in and you'll see a group of talented-ass people there.
Yeah.
You know, just straight all comedy, man, you know. Not necessarily like stand-up or anything. It's more, you know, for y'all that don't know, it's improv. And basically, it'll be a group of us on stage, you know, just basically coming off the top of the brain with stuff to make you guys laugh, you know what I mean?
Basically,
so,
like, what's it called? Wilding Out.
Yeah, exactly. Like Wildin' Out, but you know what? Actually, it's a little bit. You know what? Wildin' Out would have. Let's see. It's somewhat like Wildin' Out, but a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got games. They call them games, basically. And what we do is we'll have like a certain amount of people for a certain game, and specifically certain people. And basically, we'll even ask the audience, because there will be audience participating in it. So we'll probably ask you like, oh, give us some occupations or something like that, or give us, you know, a location or something like that, and you guys would tell us, you know, what you want, and we're gonna have to freestyle, kind of like, you know, like rappers, like, hey, you know, shoot me a flow, bust me a flow, a little freestyle or something like that, but except in comedy, you know, so that's pretty much what it is, man.
Oh, so it's basically like the underground hip hop scene for comedians. You know,
exactly.
They go to work out material and everything, so it's gonna get real 8 Mile in there and shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, well, this show will be more PG-13 because you know, we try to keep it to where everybody can watch it. You know, even younger people under the age of 18, or it's a lot of some shows we do are a little bit like it has to be like 21 and over, but this show specifically will be more like a family show, so you can bring your kids too. So don't worry about, you know, everybody cussing or anything like that. Won't be none of that. It'll just be more like a family show. So
okay,
yeah.
That's good. Hey, so what do you like more though? You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, I've been to a lot of your stand up shows and everything. It seems like you're real comfortable. Like, are you like that with the improv too?
You know what, I am, man. And you know what? What do I like more? How you ask? I would probably say. I mean, comedy is comedy. You know, anytime I can make somebody laugh, it's all good.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, which one I would prefer, I don't really have a preference, but I kind of lean more towards stand-up, only because I'm up there by myself, and it's I don't want to say
more control it.
Yeah, you know, all eyes on me, and I'm one of those type of dudes that, you know, hey, give me your full attention, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I'm up there, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, look at me, I'm going to make you laugh tonight. But when it's more than one, which is, you know, it's cool, you know, I have like a little group, a little troop or whatever, it'll be maybe at the most you'll see is four, maybe five, because sometimes we have a host up there, and we're hosting, and the four of us be just, you know, just straight coming off the top of the dome with scenes, certain scenes. And stuff like that.
Hey, you really don't see that though, huh? With comedians, huh? Because it's like one of the only entertainers that do it by
themselves.
You
know what
I'm saying? They never feel
like a group. Here's something that a lot of people don't know. You know how rappers kind of beef sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes improvers beef with actual with stand-up comedians. You know what I mean?
So improvers like comedians don't like comedians?
Yeah. So in some cases, you know, I don't want to say as far as my troop because, you know, they all know I do stand-up comedy and I ain't having that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was about to say, how's that work out? Because they all know you're a stand-up comedian and everything like that.
It's different. You know what? It's way different, man, because stand-up comedians, depending on your style and just like your routine and stuff, a lot of comedians write their stuff down before they go on stage. Sometimes you can freestyle. Sometimes you're throwing like a last minute scene or whatever. Me, myself, I like to write down subjects and then elaborate and speak on how I feel about the subject. With the improv, that's more just straight up like you can come up with it within like the 20 seconds or something like that. Like
straight off the dome.
Scene in a hospital. We want you to be in a hospital, and you're a doctor that can't perform surgery. Go. And you got to go from there. You know what I mean? Stand-up will be more like, you know, just a little bit more structured. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't even want to say that.
It'll be more like structured and everything like that will be put together. You got to plan it more. Improv is not planning.
Yeah, it's like, but honestly, it depends on the person. Because me, a lot of times when I do stand up, you know, I have the improv. You know, my memory isn't the best. So I'll have subjects to talk about, but most of the time I'll be like, man, you know what, I done forgot, so let me move on to this, or let me just come up with this, or whatever, you know, just straight up talk. Or sometimes I even talk about the crowd, you know. So I mean, it's kinda like improv also. But man, it's like a real crazy subject. It's like a real crazy thing between the two, comedy and improv.
Yeah.
You know. But if you talk to somebody that's only into one thing, they'll say something totally different from me.
Yeah.
But when you're doing stand up and improv, it's like, you know, it's
best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
It's like getting trained in street ball and the, you know what I'm saying, in the NBA ball, technical ball and
exactly.
everything like that.
Exactly.
So, you know,
yo.
It's going to be a good, but y'all want to win. Y'all want to win tickets to the show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit us up at 661-621-7559. We're doing Who Can Make Us Laugh, you know, and you got to make both of us laugh and everything like that. And you win the ticket to Jay.
You
got to
be a real laugh, too. Ain't none of that.
No, Bill Cosby laughing up here and all that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can hit us up right there. It's going to go down at the Cedar Center January 27th. When is that? That is.
January 27th is going to be next Friday.
Next Friday?
So even if you don't get a ticket, you can actually go up there and purchase a ticket right when you go up there.
This Friday right here.
Yeah, this Friday. Sorry about that. Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah, you're going to have people be showing up there on the wrong day. They're going to be like, where the damn snow at?
Yeah, it's this Friday, 8 o'clock, man. We'll actually be there at 7, but you guys can come up at 8 o'clock. Even if you don't get a ticket or if you haven't already bought a ticket, you can go up there. We'll have some tickets up there for you, too, as well. They're only
$5.
Say again?
They gonna have food up there?
Food. You know what? That's a maybe. You know, I can't really say. I'm not really
set
for
up
sure.
A buffet up there for me, man. Cause I'm be hungry.
Maybe some drink.
Yeah.
You know what? I just bring my refrigerator for you. Cause
yeah, man. Cause you know I get down. I know how to follow directions when I go to a buffet. I eat all I can. You know what I'm saying?
Supreme right there.
Yeah, man. You already know what's up, man. We got
Supreme to say it all. Name Supreme.
Yeah, Supreme, man. Very special, man. You know what we do out here, man. But we're also talking about a conversation that a lot of people is bringing up to my attention and everything like that. Why do females call? I mean, excuse me. Why do men call females bitches? You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to be a part of that, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host. I mean, my opinion on that one is too, like. It's just a respect level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some females you respect more than others, you know what I'm saying? For females acting like that, and, you know what I'm saying, sometimes they just be caught that, you feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying? When females talk to me about it, they're decent females and everything like that, and they don't know why they're being called that, you know? And I think that's really the root of the question, like, when you got a good female, why would you still disrespect her? But in my case, too, some of them good females, they stay there to get disrespected. You feel me? I'm not saying they want that, but sometimes they just not, you know what I mean? I don't know if they can make their own mind up, you know what I'm saying, or things like that. Because you wouldn't let nobody else do it to you, but you let this person disrespect you and whatnot.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like how you say, too, you know, some females want that, you know what I mean? Most females don't, but there are some, just like me, you know what I mean? I really don't like being slapped in the face by a female in front of people, but, like, in a bedroom, yeah, you could do that, you know what I mean? Like, slap me and do some degrading ass shit, and, I don't know, I like that shit. So I don't know. I think it just depends on the person's mindset, too. You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into the shit.
Hey, bro, you should probably kept that to yourself, man. We don't care about you getting violated.
Hey, I just thought of fun on all the freaks saying, that's all.
Yeah. Any dominations out there? If any dominations out there, Jay Payton is in the dominatrixness. It's crazy. He'll want you to slap him. Fucking
just don't break the skin. That's it. Don't break the skin.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'll take it.
You crazy about it, man. We about to go into a break right quick. So y'all stick around. Keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Southern California is where I reside. Born and raised, so this is why I probably die. When I go roll the blood, please don't cry. Burn that in my memory, blow the smoke to the sky. Cause on the west, we ride till we die. Let me tell you how it goes in the land of the lie. No respect for the law, and kill it quick to break your jaw. Run up to your baby's mama's house with the sword on. Mossberg, oh, some shit we heard. We don't put that on, that's our word. Just put your own for cheese, because these west coast gangsters is about that cheese. Disrespect my coast, guaranteed to make you bleed. You know my thing, I ain't a gangster, but I'm a rider for show. You niggas think you're hard, but you see CB4, you fools worldwide. Bang it, a west coast mental. With these niggas is soft, cause they MC Gusto. Roll, low, low, only on the west coast. Smoke the best bro. Only on the west coast. Fuck the finest hoes. Only on the west coast. The west coast. Only on the west coast. You get real crisp. Only on the west coast. You get real blood. Only
still before I live in poverty. So fuck the industry and those disrespecting my code. Cause we the trendsetters and we selling the most.
We roll low, low, only on the West Coast. Smoke the best bro, only on the West Coast. Fuck the finest hoes, only on the West Coast. The West Coast, only on the West Coast. You get real crips, only on the West Coast. You get real blood, only on the West Coast.
You get real gangsta,
only on the West Coast. The West Coast, only on the West Coast.
Atlanta gangbangers and constant danger. When you say the wrong things, you will get left brainless. Yo, I ain't a stranger to street violence. Ever since a kid went to sleep to police sirens. This is California, home of the Lakers and Dodgers. The land that breeds real criminals and cubs on robbers. And Hollywood about the hood, cause the streets will swallow you. Hip players and hustlers was my role model to a little dude like me coming up in the ghetto. I love the streets, so the hood, I can't let it go. You catch me mobbing the block, blowing that draw in Hollywood on the strip. Macking these hoes of Venice Beach. Frosting the fresh Lolo with the candy paint. Cause we don't really fuck Chris Shaw no more. But I'm still a boy in the hood. Finish hip hop lyric flow. Let these niggas know real shit. Only on the West Coast.
Roll low, low. Only on the West Coast. Smoke the best bro. Only on the West Coast. Fuck the finest hoes. Only on the West Coast. The West Coast. Only on the West Coast. You get real crips. Only on the West Coast. You get real blood. Only on the West Coast.
You get real gangsta.
Only on the West Coast. The West Coast. Only on the West Coast.
All right, welcome back to Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio.com. Yeah, man, we having a good time up here, man. We doing our thing right now. Right now, let's get into some callers right now. Caller 6981, you're on the grind. Caller 6981, you're on the grind. Caller 69, I guess you're not. 6981, you're not on the grind. We still got my boy MKD with us, you know, holding it down with us over there in D.C., doing his thing and everything like that. Shout out to other callers hollering at us and everything. Not calling, listeners, excuse me, listeners, 678, man. Shout out to 678 and whatnot, doing their thing and whatnot, you feel me? And doing his thing, man. Right now we're talking about men that call female bitches, you know what I'm saying? And what goes along with that and everything like that. So if y'all want to get in a conversation, hit us up. If you don't know the number by now, it's 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Just press one to talk to the host, or just, you know, want to listen in, you know what I'm saying, and be on the low-key tip and everything, just listen and everything like that. Or you can hit us up at Facebook, at Steady Grind, or James Payton, or hit us up on the Grind Network page, you know. But, yeah, we've had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of feedback from people and everything like that. People say... if they're acting like that, they're gonna call that. Or some people say that they necessarily want to be called that, but they accepted that. You know what I'm saying? I guess accepted that title, and then they got we just got a whole bunch of opinions and everything like that. You know, we found out Jay Payton is really, he goes hard in the bedroom and everything that. And so, you know, so we're learning something new every day. I also learned a hen is a woman chicken. I guess that's the mama chicken. That's why they're so big.
That's more of the breast.
The breast? So turkey, that's where you get turkey breast from? Oh, no, chicken breast, excuse me. I don't know why I said turkey.
And it's good to know.
Yeah, well, everything, though. So don't sleep on the turkey breast. I hate turkey, though, from, like, Thanksgiving. Baked turkey, like, can't stand that, man. Just a little FYI.
What?
If y'all invite me over to your house, please do not serve turkey.
We need to talk, because I need to convert you.
Nah, man, I don't like turkey, man. I like me some good old-fashioned swine. Put that ham on the table. You know what I'm saying? I am not a Muslim. I eat the pork.
Oh, man.
So that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Fine. Yeah, that's fine, man. But we're talking about females and, you know what I'm saying, why they're called that and whatnot and everything like that. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Some females put up with it. It's more like, I ain't going to say our generation, but over the years, people just let things
slide,
though. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I think it might be like a culture thing, man. Because remember back in high school, man. Like it was none of that. It was no way you were gonna get away with that. You was gonna have to fight somebody after saying that. If it's not done, Like, if it's not you fighting them, then they would bring their brother or something like that. That's what I remember. Nowadays, it's like, okay, it's more acceptable. You know what I mean? More acceptable with, like, pop culture and shit like that. I don't know. I mean, I hear it all the time in songs. And even when I've been to Mazika's or whatever, a song came on and where the bitches at? And they like, right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that is, too, if you're, like, people are, like, hearing it so much. You hear it on TV. You hear it in your music. You hear it when people are just around your area are saying it like that. I guess they just feel more acceptable, like, hey, I guess it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? My favorite rappers calling them bitches, and then they bitches is liking it. You know what I'm saying? So like, it just go hand in hand, you know? So, I mean, it probably is a culture difference, or, I mean, it could be an individual thing, you know? So we just want to know. What y'all think about it and everything?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it, man. I really don't know. I really can't put my finger on that one. That's a real crazy subject, because it's just like, you know how some people would be like, well, they not talking to me because that's not what I am. And then you got the ones that's just like, okay, whatever. And then you just got the, you know what I'm saying? You just got different types of people. So it's a real touchy subject.
Real touchy. Let's see what somebody got to say on the line. Call it 9138. You're on the grind.
What's happening? What's happening? Vanguard Radio. You already know this, boy, Mr. P-I-L-L to the Z. You already know what it is. What's happening? What's happening, Ken Folk?
I was just watching that video earlier. Who drank and smoked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
watching that video today.
Yeah, man. It's going down.
Yeah, man.
How you living
out there, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, just holding it down, man. Get prepared for this show come Friday, man. It's going to be a big event, you know what I'm saying? Going to shut the club down.
Going
to do what I do, you know what I'm saying?
I wish we come down there and shut it down with y'all, man. I heard Georgia, man. Y'all getting it popping, man. That's somebody sent me a video.
Man.
Oh, man. Females up in there. Them females could have been called that, you know what I'm saying? Because they was getting it.
Let's not even get on them females out there, because I'll fuck one and pack up and move right now.
we got so many clubs down here, man. It's just, you don't know which one to go to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's basically like, all of them going to be packed out, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to be jumping. Even the Hole in the Wild clubs, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about Georgia got 161 counties in it. So, you know what I'm saying? Every county got a club, two or three clubs. So,
they said 161 counties?
I can
only count three in this motherfucker.
Oh, there he is.
What's one of the top clubs that you would recommend? Like, say we came from Cali out there, what would you recommend for us? For me and Supreme?
Shit, man, I'm going to tell you what, you know what I'm saying? If we're talking about strip clubs, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go down to Magic City, you know what I'm saying? That's number one, you know. As soon as you get off the Greyhound, Magic City right across the street from the Greyhound. So that's where all the followers go.
That's not a
strip
one, too, huh?
Right? Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He's over here. Y'all come through. You know what I'm saying? Spend all your super. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. I'll spend all my money
Matter of fact, I had did a show at Magic City one day, you know what I'm saying? One night at Trey Songz was in there, a couple of football players, and everybody was up in there. So I shut that down. Everybody that was performing didn't get performed because they just wanted me to perform. So, you know, we go to Magic City for sure, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But any other club, you know, it's, like I said, north side, east side, west side, south side, you got clubs all the way around. So it's not a particular club that ain't going to be jumping, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? All of them going to be off the chain. And we don't
like
close about
somewhere.
6 in the morning.
Oh, y'all don't close at 6 in the morning? Up all night?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely respect that, man. We done got off all the topics in the clubs and, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the top.
Yeah.
The top,
man,
like,
we need to take a trip out there, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Come wild out with you.
About the bitches. Like you said, that's like a needle in the haystack for that go, you know what I'm saying? Or bitches, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. You know, I guess it comes back, you know, back in the day when that pimping been going on, you know what I'm saying, the beginning of pimping, and, you know, what the pimps used to, you know, instill in their mind. And, you know, I guess, like you say, some of them like it, some of them don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But back then, it was a certain lady, but it was a certain lady that you were
calling. Can I ask you something, though? Yo, when the pimp said it back then, didn't it seem so much more right? Like, hey, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just got that smooth ass, hey, bitch.
Get it right, you know, it's like, oh shit, I am a bitch. But it's crazy though, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, a lot of females, like, that's their word. Females like to call each other bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true, and
you know, they love that. Hey, what's up, Z? They love that, you know what I'm saying? That's their momentum. Like, we be like, what's up, my niggas? You know what I'm saying? That kind of situation.
Yeah.
That's our greeting as males, you know. What's up, my niggas? What's happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you go to a female and say, well, you ain't gonna go to a female and say, what's up, my nigga? Oh, you damn sure ain't gonna say, what's up, bitch? You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be on.
Yeah, if you say that, that must mean you don't want no pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, my nigga? Oh, yeah, this nigga, he just trying to be friends.
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? But like, some females, they will accept that, though, because, like, MKD was saying earlier, he his boy hit up a female, and then he like, what's up, bitch, you know what I'm saying, do this, bitch, you know what I'm saying, and then she didn't leave, you know what I'm saying, she didn't do whatever, you know what I'm saying, she didn't do the, that's what we would think she would do, you know what I'm saying, so I guess one dude will call it, start it off, and then he'll just, like, go to every female he think is supposed to be treated like that.
Yeah, but when it's all said, you know, you just got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that calling that wrong one, the bitch, you know what I'm saying? She gonna go ham, you know. Some of them gonna like it, because it just turns them on for some reason, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? The real ones that has grown through family structure, you know what I'm saying? Real strong background, and they really ain't feeling it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta come in another kind of way, you know what I'm saying? You can't turn a bitch into a housewife, you know what I'm saying? Put it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you looking for a lady, you ain't looking for no bitch, you feel me?
Real
Straight
talk.
Yeah. Damn, nigga, that's some real shit right there.
You couldn't say it any better, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just a touchy, it's not even touchy, you know what I'm saying? Just like, it reminds me, the bitch word reminds me of the N-word. It's like,
It's acceptable
now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? We say it in a word of endearment, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, I got caught slip, like, I ain't gonna say nothing. I would say some female laugh, and I'd be like, man, you a crazy bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would say it, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be like, oh, damn, I didn't really mean to say that, but I was thinking, I guess I was thinking out loud, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way. I mean, I just like, if I would say you a crazy nigga, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, you a crazy bitch, you know what I'm saying?
It's really a time for it, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got that shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all finna get down, and it's going down like that, you know what I'm saying, in the bedroom. And some of them, you know, the ones that you think that don't like it, you know, be the ones that want you to talk shit to them, you feel me?
And you know what? I'm not even going to start, because I got stories. I'm not even going to start right now, man. Because Mr. Pimp, you right. You totally right now. So I'm not even, that's all I'm going to say.
That's just how it is. It's like you say, it's just to some, you know, to each his own. It's a greeting. Like I said, the end, you know, the name, you know what I'm saying? We can be on the block, you know, that's like a white boy, you know what I'm saying? I ain't prejudiced, man, but that's like him coming to you and saying, what's up, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Even if he is cool with you, you gonna look at him like, hold up, oh, we cool, though, but, hey, you know,
not that cool.
The crazy thing is, the funny thing about that is, I was watching a video on World, I think I posted it up on my page the other day. These two Mexicans was fighting in New York or something like that. They could have been Puerto Rican, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They spoke Spanish. They wasn't black, you know what I'm saying? And all they was coming out of their mouth when they was fighting, what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? This, that, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This, nigga. It was some other, it was black people around them and everything like that. That's so crazy. It's like, it just reminds me of that. What'd you say?
My opinion on that is, man, and this is the only time I'm gonna ever like speak on this. My opinion is that word shouldn't be said by anybody, black, white, anybody. To be just straight up. Like, no matter what nobody says, it shouldn't be said by anybody. But because we all do, you know, nobody should be able to tell nobody that they can't say it. Because either way, no matter what race you are, it still shouldn't be said. And that's all I'm going to say about it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? Nowadays, today is different.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like life is too short for shit like that. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's like a subject that, you know what I'm saying, people don't really talk about too, because sometimes I hear, like, you know what I'm saying, white girls, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm over here with my nigga, whatever. They be, I guess, messing around with black dudes and all that, you know what I'm saying? And then they just be like, so you be like, what? You know what I'm saying? Just like.
Like, I have a pass.
Yeah.
I'm not a black guy.
I'm with him. Yeah, he's like.
Pass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I see some fine white girls. I let her call me nigga like twice on Thursday. Like,
oh, yeah,
girl.
You better believe it, bro. You better believe it.
Hey, tell me you don't be interested, kind of like curious, or how they sound when they say it. Because I ain't gonna lie. I done said it a couple times. Like, hey, let me hear how you say it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's not cool.
You're crazy, bro. I'll be like, I just want to see what you're going to say with the ER. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you going to say? You say with the A or the ER. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you get you to say with the A, I might give you a pass. You know what I'm saying? But you bring that ER in it. Just want to get a little personal.
Yeah,
a little personal.
They
now. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right,
that
Phil's
ER
is
a whole other level.
Yeah. Mr. Phil, you going to stick around for a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Oh, most definitely, man. We're about to get in some music right now. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Never from BangOutRadio.com.
Where you go when the sun don't shine? Where you go when the sun don't shine? Huh? See, it's only just a matter of time before. Thought I'd be dead without you. Fact remains, I still remain a man without you. Just think you would've been my downfall, my demise. In my world, you disguise fucking lies. You talk more, but the truth hurts. Cause an old page to your notebook. Stories with a cold hook. Digging through your diaries. Wishing I would've seen it. A little time and attention, that's all you needed. Not to speak, but my heart hurts. Had a dime, after change. It didn't register over time. I had to go, you had to leave. Wasn't meant to be. Would've been sweet if I'm stuck though. Not to be blunt, but I love when we fuck. After I beat it, always made that pretty face. So conceited, didn't think you needed me. Didn't mean you had to go and fucking leave though. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? Huh? See, it's only just a matter of time before. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? It's only just a matter of time before. Stuck with the moon, got me singing highway blues. You know the tunes that we used to get loose to. Love makes songs, the rumors of sex therapy. Life goes on, even after the breakup. Kiss you, make up, why did you never care? I was always there, putting in my fair share. Even when you hopped the toll, I paid for it, stayed for it. I even took the blame for it. Now you wanna go and leave?
You ever heard?
It's okay, believe me. I seen the switch in your eyes. My sun don't shine, but my stars do. You didn't think I had a choice. I just always love your voice. Equivalent to Juliet, but some things just always end up in a tragedy. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? Huh? See, it's only just a matter of time before. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? Huh? See, it's only just a matter of time before. You get used to waking up alone. Sun shining, new girl dialing. I still hate getting messages from you, but it's cute. At least I still know that you miss me. No disrespect, but don't call my phone. You done played your role. Go on, girl, play that neo soul. Listen, don't stop growing or lose ambition. It's not that I hate you, we just can't work this out. I work through curves, even when you work my nerves. But you still wasn't worth my time. Damn, a man isn't worth his word, I'm worth my bond. Didn't see that heart on my arm, chest on my sleeve. Baby girl, you left me in pieces. And I still can't rest.
but I still won't stress. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? See, it's only just a matter of time before. Where you go when that sun don't shine? Where you go when that sun don't shine? See, it's only just a matter of time before.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ D Poppy. We got K Wise on the track. Topaz Lachey, Too Sick, Big Menace, Sony.
Walk Wag Music. I'm all up in this party. I'm not here trying to meet nobody. That's why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. I think I'm good being single. And let you think you can swag like me. Talk past me. Step in the party, yeah, yeah, I'm a bad chick. Hair done, nails done, yeah, I'm a bad chick. Outfit right, so tight. I'm getting it popping like swag, so official. Not trying to meet nobody up in this party, box swagging it. Sony, so here we go. So why we gotta do this? I done told you before. So why you acting cool? It's I'm good by myself. Please let me be. It's too hot up in this bubble. You be sweating me. What the f***? The please stick to the script. What's the problem? You never had a f*** that grip. Well, I'm sorry. I really can't help you with that. So I'm asking. Please can you call the hell back? Cause I'm a dirty man. I'm all up in this party. I'm not really trying to meet nobody. That's why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. I think I'm good being single. Unless you think you can sweat like me.
I'm ready to get it, pop it, get it, knock it, don't hit it, get it, drop it, everybody in the club, don't hit it, show me something, oh, she's a sweeper, dog, did you see her, take a minute, stop the swag, bro, I gotta get her, drop it down, pick it back up, gonna touch up, I'm running over there, she's tripping, get body up for me, ma, I'm trying to get it in, not trying to be your man, one night stand, but do me good if I can't, boss swag, I don't need your number, I don't need your number, cause I ain't gon' call you, it's all to the good, who you wish shoulda, coulda, woulda, would a nigga like me, but I don't want you.
I'm all up in this party. I'm not even trying to meet nobody. That's why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. I think I'm good being single. And let you think you can swag like me.
All you see is dark shades, walk swag. I've been in an office role all day. Step up to the bar, trying to get girls go hard away. Swing up the audio, standing, make it hard to find me. Spin your eyes, reaching for me, homegirl speaking to me. Told her, holla at me later. I ain't here for creeping. Money staying on my mind, I'll leave you where you're speaking. Let this drink hit me, then I'm landing on the floor. Dancing by myself, sipping, tripping, thinking about dough. Look, you speaking to me, write it down, cause I don't wanna know.
I'm all up in this party. I'm not even trying to meet nobody. That is why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. I think I'm good being single. And let you think you can swag like me. I'm all up in this party. I'm not even trying to meet nobody. That is why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. I think I'm good being single. And let you think you can swag like me, like me.
Cause I know that you're scared. That's why I can't have you around when it's time to go there. Your actions speak louder than words.
That's why I can't hit. Every move you make to me is so damn clear. Liquor being poured for you is so damn near. So you better be cool unless you want to care to run through. Get lit up like blunts do. You don't really want food. The wrath I put upon you. Well, how your ass gone do? I'm thrilled with everything that I say that I'm gonna do. You just all talk. That's why nobody fucking warned you. Fucked up, you're left alone. Don't look for me for no help. Better get familiar with that thing in your belt. Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust?
Who can I trust when that 4-5 bust? Because we hopping out of trucks, that's like two stories up. With two pistols on our nuts, and ain't no time for negotiation. A lot of fake niggas, but it ain't no association. Murder some niggas in the church, you can call it assassination. Man, I know that shit hurt, ain't no need for fabrication. Return them to the dirt, sit they ass down with Satan. I ain't waiting on shit, I show a lack of patience. I ain't hating on shit, I take it like a rapist. I be skating on the Dayton, riding with a bitch patient. Very simple, nigga. No need for complication. I'ma pop him like a pimple. You can call it proactivation. And trust ain't a topic I choose to discuss. Because Lucifer's in the video, you get your ass touched. Y'all bitch ass nigga pillow talking with them hoes. I can keep my mouth shut and I stay up in my mode.
Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust? Who can I trust in this time of need? Who can I trust to stand by me? Who can I trust?
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You already know it's Hitman Boss Gang. Who can you trust? You know, and all that and everything like that, man. Shout out to the boy I-Rock. Boy TTYG Saddam. I see you out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, man. But right now, you know what I'm saying? What we talking about on the air right now, we're talking about why do men call female bitches, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of good feedback on that, man. And, you know, respect everybody that's calling in, everybody's opinion and all that. It really ain't heard too much from the ladies, though, on that, man. That really shocked me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I thought that was going, you know what I'm saying, be daytime to try and get on their soapbox, bro. I want to say this about this, man. I'm not saying all females talk like that, but, you know, sometimes when you guys trying to make a point, it just comes out like that, you feel me? But, you know, say shout out to all the ladies out there, not the bitches, the ladies.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that surprised me, though. I thought a lot more females are going to call in and, you know what I'm saying, make their voice heard, you know,
on
the situation and all that. It's crazy. I was just watching WorldStar right now. I need to stay off of WorldStar, man. You know,
man, the WorldStar is addictive, man. It's like a drug, low key. You know what I mean? It's a drug that don't go in your system.
Yeah. I almost missed the break. Almost came back late. I was like, man, I'm trying to watch this little video right here. But yeah, I'm back. Full attention right here. You know what I'm saying? Grind Never Gonna Bang Out Radio. But you want to talk to us, the host and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? If you want to answer the question of the day or just want to holler at us, man, you can hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook at Steady Grinder James Payton. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller on the line. Caller 6630.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
Hey, what's up? It's your Topaz.
Hey, what's good? What's y'all? Bang Out Radio, of course.
Oh, man.
What's
good?
What's happening?
Chilling and everything and that nature. Now, you sound like you just woke up. You sound quiet.
Yeah, she sound like she real relaxed right now.
Actually, I am relaxed today, of course. You know,
yeah,
it's kind of raining out here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It's bad weather.
I bet. It was sprinkling earlier today, but I'm pretty sure it's bad. It's worse out there than out here.
Actually, it's not even. It was just raining, you know. The other day it was windy, so you know, I'm just chilling. Of course, still networking, doing my thing.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. You're just doing your thing, man. You out there, 100 parts up there in 702.
Yes, you know me. I got to.
Okay.
you know, we got the just letting everybody know if you is nominated for any awards. Go to the site, the IAAMAwards.com, and vote for your best or favorite indie artist. We're going to actually have Tommy the Clown. He's going to probably host our award show this year, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good. Yeah,
Tommy the Clown, he's going to have the crumpers up there and all that. Going crazy,
yeah,
on people.
You already know.
All that aggressive dancing up there. That's what I call that. I don't even know why they call them clowns, because that shit look crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's dangerous, man. I fought it for a little bit, and I think I hurt my leg. I hurt my shin, and then I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, you weren't doing it right. That means you weren't doing it right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember I was a crump. When crumping first jumped off, man, I was a crumper. I was all into it until I slipped a dish, man, trying to throw our back out, swagging arms, throwing arms out of sockets and shit, you know what I'm saying?
He's still doing his thing.
I heard them say, they get on the radio afterwards.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but he's
still
doing his physical events and stuff, you know?
Shout out to
Tommy the Clown, you know?
Shout out to Tommy the Clown out there, man, doing his thing, man. Great thing about Tommy the Clown, man, like, that man, you can't say that man's not a hustler, though, man. He used to be homeless. And then he used to do homeless and then do clown parties on the side and everything. And then he just blew it into a whole empire, a whole movement, lifestyle. So shout out to Tommy out there.
Mm-hmm.
God doing his thing, man, and everything. So, Topaz, I know you heard the question of the day.
You
heard the question of the day?
What is the question of the day?
Why men call females bitches? I mean, we ain't had that many female callers call in, so we want to get, we had like a couple.
I don't know. Sometimes I think because they call female bitches because they ain't mad at them. I mean, out the blue, ain't nobody going to say, hey, bitch, you know.
But people have told us that, like, you know what I'm saying, some of their people's like, how they get at females and everything like that. They'll just be like, hey, what's up, bitch, y'all saying and everything.
Oh,
and
that could be, it could be different ways, though. It could be like, say my sister or my cousin, my guy cousin, he'd be like, hey, bitch. You know, it could be sarcastic, way, but like somebody off the blue just saying that, somebody just come at me up the blue talking about, hey, bitch, what you mean? Hold on.
Yeah.
You know what though? That's exactly how you say it, Supreme.
Yeah.
Like the whole nigga thing, you know, it's almost the same shit.
Yeah, almost.
It's explained.
Yeah, I guess it's in its right moments. Bitch can be a good word, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a guy calling a female bitch, that's kind of unusual unless that guy either mad or that girl didn't do something, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way a man gonna say, hey, bitch, know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's not too often, you know.
Yeah. Why do you think that happens though? Sometimes, and then the female was
staying. Because the guy be mad, and they be mad at each other or something. I mean, that's 9 times out of 10, or the guy don't like her because she did something, or she has a bad rep, or you know, all that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only way I can think of it.
Yeah, I do. So y'all, all the fellas out there, don't be, when you see Topaz, don't be saying, hey, bitch, or nothing.
Oh, no, they not.
Yeah, you're going to get a two-piece and a biscuit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, a two-piece and a biscuit, you feel me? I'm performing that Mango Tango February
9th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going down February 9th, the underground premiere and everything like that. That's a big move. I see everybody's trying to get on, not trying to get on, but you know what I'm saying, we getting more support in this independent thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people coming up, you know what I'm saying, they trying to push the independent movement way more, you know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing out there, you know what I'm saying? So.
But it's nothing like Bang Out Radio, everybody.
Nah.
It's the girl Topaz.
Nothing like it, you feel me? Only one of a kind.
Nothing
like it.
Yes.
You know,
we all in your ear. We ain't going nowhere. We banging out
those speakers. Yeah, so you already know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I see you got I'm good. Is that the new joint right there?
Yeah, that's my group. That's my label. Of course, me on the back. We got Sony. We got my boy Menace, of course. And we got OB26. That's actually my two artists on my label, including myself. Well, my three artists on my label, including myself. Boss Flag Music in the building. We in that thing. February 9th at Mango Tango. Yes.
So you're gonna be having that song, you're gonna be performing that song too?
Yes, my group is, yeah, we're gonna perform that song right. I think I'm gonna perform Going Hammer last, so we're gonna perform that song first.
Okay,
yes.
Going Hammer. And you dropping the premiere. Damn, you're gonna be busy that night. People gonna be pulling you left and right. You dropping the video premiere too.
Yeah, I can't wait. I didn't even see it, but yeah.
Oh, so you going? So this is the first time you even gonna see it?
Yeah, I mean, they better show me the video beforehand, but
yeah. But that'd be crazy going sight unseen, because that's you know.
I'd be like, what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're going to do their thing up there. You know, they're going to make it all right and everything.
Yeah,
my crew,
Boss Flag Music, Menace, OB2SIG. I mean, the track was produced by K-Wise, the Lyrical Psycho.
Shout out to K-Wise out there, putting it down out there, representing everything like that. But that's our joint, man, you know what I'm saying? I see you out there, you know what I'm saying? You got on your boss tip, you dig?
I have to be. I'm always working on something. We got the big award show on August 4th, so everybody go to the awards site and vote. Voting ends March 20th, everybody. So if you're on that list, make sure you go vote. Tell your people to vote for you. Tell your fans. I mean, tickets going to sell in March. I'm going to be at the LPAC Theater at the main stage, everybody. So we in that thing.
Okay, most.
I'm going to be the dude seating everybody.
Hit me up. Give me your ticket, man. We gonna be.
I'm gonna have red, white, love on.
You're gonna have to
give
us some of your jokes.
Oh yeah, I definitely do that. Come up there and entertain everybody for a little bit.
Yes, I can't wait for that. We got the pre-award show also, and the after party is going to be at Vex, everybody. So it's going down.
I'm trying to get into that modeling contest, though, man. I'm trying to show off my modeling.
Oh, right.
I'm going to pop this up.
We got the XMV. The XMV model mixer, February
4th.
Topaz, we're gonna give him some stilettos too to walk down the catwalk.
Yeah, stilettos.
You know what I'm saying? Let me throw that on there right quick.
Yeah.
Let me throw right quick. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good look. Any more projects coming from the group?
Oh yes, I got their singles. I'm dropping Minute singles and OB26 singles. Actually in February after our show at Mango Tango. So yes, I'm dropping the singles pretty soon. Make sure you guys look out for that. Boss Flag Music in the building with your girl Topaz Lachey. Bang Out Radio, and you already know I'm out. Supreme J. Payton.
Represent Bang Out Radio all day. You know what we do, you know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that Topaz performing February 9th going down at Mango Tango at the Underground Artist Review. So y'all make sure y'all get your tickets there, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a way good look. It's going to be a great networking session. So y'all need to come there, you know what I'm saying? Any independent artists in the Antelope Valley, I would recommend you being there on your night, and I would recommend you bring in material to promote yourself, because it's going to be one of those type of events that you're going to have to attend. So, you know, it's going to be a great look, man. Indie artists, man. The movement is alive. All you got to do is jump on the bandwagon. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So that's how we're doing it.
You might as well. You got nothing else to do.
Yeah. You got nothing else to do, man. All right, you know what I'm saying? I think she hung up on this. Tope, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I was like, hey, you over there. I thought you hung up on it. I was like, oh, no.
No, but I'm about to go get my network on. You already know I'm going to still listen to the show. I want to thank all the listeners that have been down with Bang Out Radio for 1 year and 3 months, baby. 1 year and 3 months.
Wow.
We in that thing. We ain't going nowhere. You did? So, hey, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We also got the Bang Out Radio blog, everybody, so because I'm working on the Bang Out Radio site. So if you want to listen to the show, go to bangoutradiomusic.blogspot.com to go on our blog spot. So, you feel me? We in that thing.
Definitely, man. So
and I'm out. I love you guys. Bang Out Radio.
We love you too, so, man. All right, take it easy. Let's get to another caller. We got caller 2652. I believe this is Baby G. We got Baby G on the line.
Baby G.
Yes,
check
it out.
In the building. What's up,
man? Back to Baby G. Man, I need to call up in on that show, man. I only called in once.
Call
back in one time, man.
You too busy for me. That's the problem.
Nah. You know what? I'm about to make some time. Fuck that.
Gotta get
well, I'm on in the afternoon, so, you know, you probably sleeping late or you out networking and whatnot. So, you know,
don't
not
even
many trip. People can make it to the afternoon.
Don't even trip. I'll be there.
Be there, front and center, man. So, Baby G, man, I know you heard the question of the day. Why do men call female bitches?
Man, I think just some females be acting like it, though. I'm going to keep it real.
Baby G, what's your definition of a bitch other than female dog? What is your definition of a bitch?
I mean, I think a hater is considered a bitch.
Nancy Grace.
Like,
that's the definition of a bitch. Nancy Grace.
Yes.
Yes. That bitch is crazy.
Her face alone says that she's a bitch. She only got nothing.
Yeah. She got that stank ass look. Like she just hot piss
on
the concrete, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I think a hater can be considered a bitch. You know what I mean? Got that stank face, dislike whatever, don't want to see nobody do better than them.
True. They got a lot of those out there.
Yeah, but why do you, let's ask a question. Let's ask the woman this question. Where do you think bitches come from? Because they're not born that way. Are they made or just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go through things to make them become that way.
I think it's a little bit of both. I'm going to say a little bit of both because if you're, and I disrespect the mothers out there, but if you come from a mother that's a bitch, you know what I mean, who just has no respect, and you know you're going to teach your daughter, you know, you coming from the same kind of, you know, same seed. So if you around that person who's like just negative Nancy, you feel me, and just talking shit about males in general, saying they niggas, saying, I mean, I heard some females call niggas bitches, you feel me, so, I mean.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it just if you come from that home environment, and you just grow up to be like that. I mean, you just have that mind frame. If your mother teaches you that, that's how you're gonna be when you're older. Unless you know it's wrong, you know, unless you know someone some people do have that common sense to know, like, you know what, this ain't right. I shouldn't be talking like this. I shouldn't think of somebody like that, judging people or say things about other people. Then they could, you know, make themselves better than that. But some, it's just, it's, that's what sticks with you through life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
same
that's
thing
great.
With, you know, with guys with, you know, the dads calling themselves nigga, calling their kids, you know, their sons niggas and stuff like that. And then they
yeah.
grow up, you know, well, hey, I'm a nigga, you know, regardless. This is what, this is me.
True.
Yeah.
So
you
it, it's the same way. I think it's just they're made, and they're made that way. And they think it's okay because their parents think it's okay, and so on and so forth. And it just, history is just repeating itself to where we're making it okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy because I do hear a lot of mamas getting at they daughters sometimes, like, real grimy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this little bitch, this little bitch, you ain't about to be shit, you know what I'm saying? You about to have
exactly.
all these kids and all
like,
that and everything like
what
that.
What are you teaching your daughter? Or even, you know, having you know, mother-father relationship to where the father is calling the mother a bitch and, you know, the daughter's hearing that and she thinks it's okay to be called that.
Yeah.
Oh, my daddy calls my mommy this, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the same thing. It's like the younger this generation get, the younger generation having kids and thinking it's okay with that, the more we're going to think it's okay and we're teaching our kids it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's going to keep on going. It's like, what's next, you know? I mean, females calling females nigga, females calling females bitches. What's next? You know, my home, my trick, you know, whatever. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's making it like it's just a cool word. Like, oh, that's my girl. That's my bitch. That's my hoe. That's something. Like, it's not okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
You know, it's, like I said, it's just, they're just repeating, it's just history repeating itself. And we're going to, as the generation gets younger and younger generation having babies and making it okay with that, it's just going to keep on going from there.
Yeah.
And I think we're not really putting the stamp in history like we're supposed to. It's 2012. We want to be better
yeah.
than that.
No, that's
yeah.
You got to break that cycle. But we're at that point in the time of the show that we all dread and everybody hates to do. We got to say our goodbyes and shout outs.
Yes.
Maybe
can
you
I give
on the
a
line?
Shout out real quick
yeah,
before
let's,
I go, before
let's
y'all
start
do
with
your
you.
Thing?
Let's
Once
start
again,
with
it's your girl Amanda Baby G holding it down right here on Grind Network, coming through calling in. I just want to give a shout out to my cute little nephew, AJ Ahmad. He's going to be 3 years old. We're celebrating it today. And can't give away the location, but I just want to tell him happy birthday, little bad butt. And I love him, and we're going to see him a little bit soon.
Most definitely.
What kind of cake they going to have? Because I might show up.
I don't know yet. It's a surprise to me, too.
Let's
that cake surprise.
That cake surprise. Sometimes we don't like that. Jay Payne, any shout outs?
Shout out to everybody that called in, listened in, man, Baby G, everybody, man, I can't even think of no names right now, but it's everybody that called in, everybody that gave their opinion on our question of the day, everybody that even thought about calling in, but didn't, shout out to you too, man, so, yeah, that's all I want to say.
Most definitely. MKD, any shout outs from you, bro?
Yeah, shout out to everybody calling in, man. I continue to keep on growing this music industry, man, and man, thank God for good people like y'all, and please forgive me. You know, sometimes my mom get me in trouble, but that's about it.
Sometimes
can't wait, huh?
What
you say,
sometimes though.
I know, but can't wait to hear the show next week. And that's it.
Most definitely. Caller 6981. Got any shout out? I guess not. But thank you for listening, though, caller 6981.
Shout out to that caller.
Yeah, shout out. They stay with us one time. But I want to give a shout out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing and everything and such. I want to give a shout out to Jay Payton. You know what I'm saying, MKD, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to our fallen one, you know what I'm saying? Keisha, you know what I'm saying? You will always be missing everything of that nature, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to give a shout-out to her. And
definitely.
Like that. She, you know what I'm saying, just wasn't only my girl. She was with us through day one, through the Grow Hope Grind movement and everything like that. So I definitely want to give you a shout-out to her, you know what I'm saying? You're in a better place, damn. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Just shout-out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know. thing and everything like that. But right now we're gonna slow it out. You know what I'm saying? Now we're gonna go out with it right now. You know what I'm saying? Confessions and whatnot. So till next time, thank you for listening to us, and you know, just listen to Ryan Network on BangOutRadio.com.
A man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? Here for God, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went to see.